This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
As people head to the polls today to decide what our city council looks like, what our park district board of commissioners looks like, District 61, all of those up for grabs today, we visit with Dr. Chris Valdez from Richland Community College. Chris, it's good to have you with us. Thank you for being here today. I got to tell you, just generally speaking, as I've Nick and I have talked to all of these candidates, or the vast majority of these candidates, over the last few weeks, there seems to be a disconnect between what's going on in our community and what people think is going on in our community. I see success story after success story on your campus, connecting people to better jobs and higher paying jobs, and the examples are endless. There's a lot of good work that's already going on, despite what you hear a lot of these candidates talking about.
Yeah, Brian, thank you for having me on the call. I appreciate that. And I would agree, you know, it is interesting, the narrative that we hear all the time, but I think it's more important, the narrative that we talk about, because there are very good things going on with our Enrich program, with our CDL program. We see people who are in this community succeeding every day.
Tell me Nicole's story. This was fascinating to me.
Yeah, well, Nicole was one who came to our Enrich program, specifically in the CDL program, and she's a young African-American woman who really was struggling, had mentioned to us that she'd never really had a real job because of some of the habits that she was participating in and chose not to, had even more struggles and became homeless. But one of the things, and that's what I think you're talking about a little bit, her entire class rallied around her, helped her to get to class every day. She graduated, started working on other issues in partnership with Crossing Healthcare. And I know that we are all big fans of Crossing Healthcare. Richland and Crossing work together well every day, but helped this young lady to succeed, complete her CDL. She went to work almost immediately and is still there doing trucking. And those are the kind of things I think that we see happening every day that are turning folks' lives around. And frankly, you know, the people have those abilities. We just provide a way for them to get to that success.
We've been visiting with Nicole Bateman from the EDC about this very issue. We've recorded several of these interviews, which you can see, where people are taking maybe the skill set they have working in retail and turning it into manufacturing jobs, you know, really, really good paying jobs. And there are a lot of those. You know this. We had a couple of candidates say that there aren't these good paying jobs in this community. I would suggest you don't have to take my word for it. You can go to careersdecatur.com and look at the more than 1,000 jobs that are available. Yeah, some of those are minimum wage jobs. Many of those are in the manufacturing sector, are high paying jobs with trades and labor, people becoming electricians. You see this every single day.
Yeah, I think so. And if you're talking about CDL, you know, trucking, if you want to get into that field and be home every night, you're making at least $45,000 a year. If you want to go out on the road, which may be a little more arduous, but if the circumstance allow that, that's $70,000 a year. We just had a recent Enrich graduation too. Every one of those graduates had a job offer, and several of them had five or six job offers. So that is the connection I think we're making. Like you said, there are jobs open out there. We're helping people to get the skills, both technical and essential skills, to be able to enter into that workforce and stay into that. But we have people in this community that really want that. You can see that. You mentioned Nicole. I mean, she slept in her car for a while because she was homeless. She stayed with the program, stayed committed to herself in her career, and is now reaping the benefits of that.
I also read an outside study, the Decatur metro area, that electricians here, with a cost of living adjusted median wage of $81,553 a year, compared to the national average of $56,000 a year. You know, I mean, those are real numbers, and people can have a career in those areas.
Yeah, well, and the jobs that we're looking at, it typically is $16 to $18 an hour, can be as much as $40 an hour. And We are less concerned about whether they want to be an electrician or hire a construction person or in manufacturing. We want to help them find that career goal for them because you're right, whether it's electrician or pipe fitter or manufacturing, welding, there are jobs to be had in this area, and we want to help connect people with those opportunities.
All right, you mentioned the Enrich program. What is that exactly?
Well, Enrich program is really, it's part of our training program, but it is an essential skills portion. Many people talk about soft skills, Brian, and that's good. But essential skill really helps individuals deal with, it's a trauma-informed practice. It helps them to deal with trauma in their life, things that have been triggers that maybe didn't allow folks to be as successful as possible, and helps them to work through those things. Very similar to some of the work that's happening at Crossing and in allowing folks to deal with things that happened in the past, whether it's some kind of abuse, whether it's some kind of addiction issues, and helping them to move through that so that they can be a very responsible and very responsible employee. That is what has really helped our graduates not only get the job, but stay in the job. And many of them, like Nicole that you mentioned, went to work right away, and she remains there because they are good employees. And beyond that, they're good citizens. And Richland's just happy to be part of their success.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about where you are here on April 6th. You know, we're getting the vaccines. We've hit a tipping point on the amount of those that are available. We're getting towards, that herd immunity that we've talked about, for so long. What's the state of the campus right now? What's the state of online versus in-person learning? And what do you expect over the next couple of months?
Sure. One thing I got to mention real quickly, though, we have a couple of board seats that are up for election as well, Richland Community College. But you don't hear a lot about that because, one, is we have a very good board. We have a very stable board. And I'm really proud to be working with that group of folks. But we may have another new board member or two, but very stable. Couple things, though, that you mentioned, we have targeted July 1 to be back on campus, so we'll probably continue to move slowly in that transition, but trying to get people back on campus July 1. Starting in about a week or so, we are beginning the Shield testing. It's a saliva-based COVID test. You may be familiar with that. Millikan University uses that. ADM is using that. So we will be providing that for our employees and our students. And then we hope in the near future to be a community testing site as well, because the more that folks are getting vaccinated, and we've been hosting the county's vaccination on our campus as well, but the more people are becoming vaccinated, the more aware they are about whether they are carriers, the more likely we are to be able to be back on campus. And we hope to be significantly in person by the fall. So that July 1 day is crucial for us. Testing through the Shield testing is crucial for us. So we're looking to get back to the new normal, whatever that is.
All right. And a guy who I'm a big fan of, his name is Scott Galloway. He's a professor of marketing at New York University and started an online education company in the middle of this pandemic. He insists that education and healthcare and even commercial real estate, the consumers are sort of leapfrogging the companies themselves. What do you think will be forever changed in the education realm because of COVID-19?
Well, I do think, and community colleges have been in the online instruction space for a long time. I do think that will continue. We're learning new things about online. Some of that is online asynchronously, meaning you can be on all the time or any time, and some of it is synchronous. And I think we've found some real value in synchronous online learning. It gives people the opportunity and flexibility to be at home or wherever they may want to be, but also gives them that in-person instruction, because I think that's the real tug, is people still, they want the flexibility, but they still need to be connected. They still need times when they need to, an answer from a professor or an explanation from a professor. So I think that portion of having the freedom to be online, but having that connection with your instructor is going to be strong. And we've also found, you know, several of our employees are extremely efficient when they don't have all, you know, all the distractions of an office. So I think we're going to see more employees be remote, or at least partially remote. And I think we're going to see an increase in a steadiness of online instruction in some of the fields we didn't think could ever have online instruction, like the sciences and labs, so forth.
All right, and are you expecting an influx of students here locally, you know, in this, given this year where, you know, particularly District 61, you know, they're back in class kind of, you know, 2 days a week. But for those graduating seniors who have lived through a year unlike any year in any of our lifetimes, are you expecting many of them to give Richland a try just because of the uncertainty out there, the cost of higher education, that more people will be looking at Richland Community College?
Yeah, I think that is a huge determinant, Brian. But I think also a great determinant of that, especially as you talk about Decatur Public Schools, we have made, and with other school districts as well, but we have made significant inroads with DPS 61, whether it is Heartland Technical Academy or the Jerry Dawson Institute or with the Egg Swag Academy. Richland has been lockstep with each of those initiatives, and I think the more familiarity that people have, students have with the district, the more likely they're to attend, and it makes sense for them. So in those regards, you know, overall, I don't know how our enrollment will look like because there's so many strange things as an outcome of the pandemic, but we have built strong relationships with not only the districts, but all the students that are in there, and I think they see Richland as a good partner and somewhere where they feel safe and where they believe that they're not only cared for, but that they can learn.
Yeah, but affordability, I think, is going to be a big role. I really do, and you guys have always been on the cutting edge of that. If people want to start their experience with Richland, maybe they don't have any of a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, or an uncle, or a student themselves, what is the best way to start that conversation?
Well, the best thing, come to our website. You know, most students go to the website before they talk to anyone. Go to our website, richland.edu. You can learn all about how to apply, when registration dates are, so forth. But if you want to talk to some, feel free to do that, 875-7211, and we'll connect you. You're right, affordability is huge for us. We continue to try to make the attending as affordable as possible. We've held our tuition flat this year, so tuition won't increase. And frankly, we give away about $900,000 in scholarships every year. So people should look at our foundation, see if they're eligible, make that application, find a program that makes sense for them, and come talk to us or see us on our website.
Dr. Valdez, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and thank you for being with us today.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.